It is Friday, July 10th. The tech sector is trying to automate your desk, and the markets are finally asking for receipts. Here is your evening wrap. OpenAI, Meta, and xAI have all pushed major updates this week that move artificial intelligence from a chat-based curiosity to an autonomous, task-running desktop presence. OpenAI launched ChatGPT Work, which features the ability to control desktop applications, navigate browsers, and manage files with an independent cursor. Meanwhile, other firms are pushing their own business-focused models, though many of the specific version numbers circulating online remain unverified. The shift here is practical. We are moving away from the "what can this model tell me" phase and into the "what can this model do for me" reality. These tools are being designed to act as background workers that handle repetitive, multi-step tasks, while the human user stays focused on other work. It is a fundamental change in the relationship between person and software. There is also the matter of the cognitive struggle. Recent reports from Brown University show exam scores plummeted after students leaned into AI. This is a warning sign. When we outsource the technical heavy lifting, we stop building the foundational skills necessary to verify or debug the work these agents produce. If you do not know how to do the job yourself, you are just a manager of a black box. That is a shitty position to be in if the box starts giving you the wrong answers. The race has clearly pivoted from maximizing raw intelligence to chasing cost efficiency and operational speed. If models become effectively commoditized, the value for a company is not the AI itself, but the scaffolding built around it, the connectors, the CRM integrations, and the memory layers that turn a generic model into a functional employee. SK Hynix, that is HYNIX, just made its debut on the NASDAQ. The company's American depository receipts opened at $170, a 14% jump over its initial pricing. The listing drew significant investor interest, marking it as one of the largest foreign listings in United States history. This is not just about a company finding a new place to park its stock. SK Hynix currently holds a 57% share of the high bandwidth memory market. They are effectively telling the market that the old days of the memory chip business are dead. For decades, memory was a commodity. It was a boom and bust cycle that lived or died based on how many laptops or phones people bought. That model is being replaced. AI agents need massive, constant memory to retain context. This is forcing a shift toward 3 to 5 year contracts with up to 30% prepayment. SK Hynix is essentially forcing its customers to pay for the capacity expansion before the shovels even hit the dirt. It is a hell of a way to de-risk a business. The infrastructure is all about efficiency. That same focus on data-driven rigor is now defining professional horse racing. Trainers and bettors are moving away from gut feelings and raw speed figures, treating the sport like an exercise in supply chain management and risk assessment. High-profile trainers like Bob Baffert and Brad Cox are routinely cross-centering horses in multiple graded stakes. This creates a mess for the morning line odds. A horse might look like a lock on paper, but trainers are moving horses between jurisdictions based on surface preferences and track conditions. The smart money is watching late scratch reports to see where the top stables actually intend to compete. Professional handicappers are moving toward automated workflows, using software to synthesize pace figures. The goal is to stop manually calculating data and start managing it. The strategy now is to skinny the early legs of a betting sequence. You bet fewer horses early to create leverage, then go wide in the final legs to capture a bigger payout. It is a shift from guessing to engineering a ticket. Math is also how we should be looking at our political institutions, though the results there are significantly more depressing. The Democratic Party is at a crossroads regarding how it uses power. Commentator Brian Tyler Cohen argues the party is stuck in a loop of protecting procedural norms while the opposition ignores them. Democrats treat rules like the filibuster as immovable barriers for health care and climate policy. Meanwhile, Republicans bypass these same hurdles for judicial appointments and tax cuts. The result is a party acting as the gatekeeper for a status quo that its rivals are actively dismantling. The Federal Communications Commission is using the threat of license revocation to pressure broadcasters into enforcing viewpoint balance and equal time rules. This is a practice called jobbing, where the agency uses informal pressure to force content changes without ever stepping foot in a courtroom. By threatening the bottom line of networks, the government is turning broadcast licenses into conditional tools for ideological enforcement. It is a massive departure from the old conservative stance on the administrative state. Finally, reports regarding the withdrawal of candidates from various Senate races highlight a breakdown in basic vetting. Political parties have morphed from deliberate institutions into loose networks of consultants and political entrepreneurs. They now prioritize a candidate's populist narrative over the boring, necessary work of due diligence. When the party apparatus acts like a reactive hive mind instead of a governing body, it leaves the door open for extremists to bypass every standard we have. A few other things worth knowing today. If you are keeping your savings in a basic checking account, you are effectively losing money to inflation every single day. The opportunity cost of not investing that cash is a hell of a tax on your own laziness. Egg producers are being accused of using a wholesale exchange to manufacture a price spike during the bird flu shortage. They allegedly flooded the market with fake bids to ensure that your carton of eggs remained priced like a luxury good. Donovan Mitchell reportedly signed a 4-year, $273 million extension with the Cavaliers. We are awaiting official confirmation on those specific contract figures. If you are building hardware, remember that scaling from a prototype to mass production is a nightmare. CAD software will not show you the manufacturing bottlenecks that are going to define your margins, but they are there, waiting for you to trip over them. That is the wrap for Friday. Enjoy the break, and we will do it all again on Monday.